Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Few people have lived the Strangler case for decades more than Casey Sherman and his mom. His mom is Mary Sullivan's sister. Casey, Mary's nephew, is an investigative journalist who wrote a best-selling book about his aunt's murder titled A Rose for Mary, The Hunt for the Real Boston Strangler. And Casey Sherman joins us this morning. Good morning, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Well, good morning, and thanks for having me.
What an emotional time it must have been for you and your family, your mom, in the last 24 hours, Casey. I imagine the gamut of emotions.
That's right. Closure, or at least almost getting to closure, being the top emotion that that we're feeling right now. It's taken 49 years for the Boston Police Department to legitimately say they have their man, and it looks like they do in my aunt's murder.
For years, you were a skeptic. You thought that Albert DeSalvo was not the Boston Strangler and did not murder your Aunt Mary. Do you feel then, I guess, differently today?
Well, I do, because of what modern science can do, what any journalist cannot do. There were a flood of questions about Albert DeSalvo's guilt or innocence in the Boston Strangler case. There was never any physical evidence to tie him to the crimes. The only thing that connected him to the case was his confession, which was littered with holes and leading questions by investigators. There were a number of major suspects in all of the Boston Strangler murders, including my aunt, but science is the ultimate independent arbiter of guilt or innocence, and that led back to Albert DeSalvo.
So as a journalist, can you possibly think objectively when you consider what happens today, the exhumation of Albert DeSalvo's body and then further DNA testing?
Well, I think, the Boston Police Department, Suffolk County DA's office, and the Attorney General's office has shown great transparency in what they're doing over the past, 15 years. We haven't gotten that kind of cooperation or open dialogue with law enforcement agencies, which has been one of the problems with finally solving this case. But, the new administrations that are in place there have really gone above and beyond to keep the family informed of what's happening. And, they have a 99.9% probability that Albert DeSalvo did it. They want to erase that 1% of doubt.
For you, will that 1% of doubt remaining be erased today when DNA testing comes back, do you think?
Yeah, and, I'm pretty much there right now. The law enforcement agencies took me step by step through all of the DNA testing that they did through the course of their investigation. They made an incredibly strong case that Albert DeSalvo is the murderer of my Aunt Mary Sullivan. And as an investigative journalist, you only go where the evidence goes. This was a very complex case, and the evidence shifted and evolved year to year and even day to day. But now we finally have concrete evidence that he is a killer.
Do you think the other cases of the 11 attributed to the Boston Strangler will ever be solved?
You know what? Now that they will have Albert DeSalvo's DNA, and presuming that they have DNA samples in the other homicides of the Boston Strangler case, it could be relatively easy to match him to the other homicides as well. The difference with this case was that there wasn't one set profile of any of the victims in this case. There's still a likelihood that there were copycats committing some of these murders as well, and it would be great for at least the other families, I believe, to clear up any doubt about whether or not Albert DeSalvo actually killed their loved one.
Casey Sherman, thanks for speaking to Morning Edition. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Casey Sherman is a best-selling author. His aunt, Mary Sullivan, was believed to be the final of the 11 victims of the Boston Strangler. Casey's book about her murder was called A Rose for Mary, The Hunt for the Real Boston Strangler.